Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love and kindness. We thank you that we can trust you in every way. And Lord, we just hope to learn from you today what you have for us in your word. Greetings, disciples. Our reading this morning is Matthew 19, verse 27 to 30. Then Peter said to him, "We've given up everything to follow you. What will we get out of it?" And Jesus replied, "I assure you that when I, the Son of Man, sit upon my glorious throne in the kingdom, you who have been my followers will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has given up houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or property for my sake will receive 100 times as much in return and will have eternal life. But many who seem to be important now will be the least important then, and those who aren't considered least here will be the greatest then." I have previously said that we should focus on God and not the reward, and yet the reward does motivate us, as it did with Jesus in Hebrews 12 verse 2. "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." Jesus himself encourages us in John 16:32. "I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." As you can hear, I'm a little bit under the weather. My son is going to do the reading for me this morning, because I don't know if my voice is going to hold out, although it seems okay at the moment, but I'm trusting God with his word.
Just after Jesus finished telling his disciples how impossible it is for man to follow him without him, and that we can only follow him if he enables us to, which he does, Peter says, "Hey, that, we did that, what do we get?" And Jesus tells them of their rewards in heaven. "If you doubt God's love for you, remember this: he created you to love you. He enables you to be saved from his wrath because he loves you. He rewards you for doing what he enables you to do because he loves you." I believe God put that question in Peter's heart so he could give the answer. Everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or farms for my name's sake will receive many times as much and will inherit eternal life. God wants us to have right motives, but he also wants us to know how much he loves us. He loves us so much that everything he has is ours. He loves us so much that he won't give us everything all at once. He loves us so much that he sent Jesus to pay for our sins while we are still sinners. We can live in his love each day, trusting that what he has for us is good, and what bad comes our way, he turns to the good of those who love him. You have rewards, but whatever you get, you already have his love. We have a treasure in us, God's light. You may have a flesh that is opposed to God, but God said, "Let light shine out of darkness," and it is not you that creates the light, it is God's power that is sufficient, not ours. Seek first his kingdom, and all these things will be given to you. As with the brother of the prodigal son, everything God has is ours. Treasure what is in heaven, where moths don't destroy and thieves don't steal. Treasure most of all God.